The fruit of the Spirit. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. Galatians 5, verses 22-23. In his book, 2 Minutes with the Bible, C.R. Stamm wrote, "The fruit of the Spirit is that combination of graces evidenced in the lives of believers who walk in the Spirit. The spiritual virtues listed above do not spring from any goodness in us, but from the Spirit of God dwelling within. These graces are not the product of human effort. They are fruit, and fruit is the natural product of life and growth. Indeed, the fruit of the Spirit is here contrasted with the works of the flesh," in verses 19-21. It is a remarkable fact that the graces which the Holy Spirit produces are certainly not those which the world admires. The world admires self-confidence, self-respect, self-made men, intellectual prowess, personal magnetism, authority, and so on, while the Spirit produces love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Consider the difference. A man may have self-confidence, intellectual acumen, political or other power, and he may still be very difficult to live with, but not so with the virtues which the Spirit produces. Of those who possess these graces, the Apostle Paul says, "Against such there is no law."